September 30, Daily Readings. 1 Chronicles 13, Ezekiel 26, and Luke 23. First reading. In 1 Chronicles 13 verse 1 to 3, says David conferred with each of his officers, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds. He then said to the whole assembly of Israel, if it seems good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send word far and wide to the rest of our brothers throughout the territories of Israel, and also to the priests and Levites who are with them in their towns and pasture lands, to come and join us. Let us bring the ark of our God back to us, for we did not inquire of it during the reign of Saul. David should have consulted God instead of his captains about transporting the ark. His plan was good, but his methods were not well thought out. Did David know what to do? Did he simply choose to do something different, but just as good? Did he believe that there would be a new spiritual priesthood, over which he might preside, with new rules? Was this a sin of ignorance, or a sin of presumption? Either way, this first attempt to bring back the ark proved disastrous. When they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the ark, because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah, and he struck him down because he had put his hand on the ark. So he died there before God. See verses 9 and 10. Second reading. In Ezekiel 26:4, says, they will destroy the walls of Tyre and pull down her towers, I will scrape away her rubble and make her a bare rock. If you wish to survey the ruins of ancient Tyre, however, you really should have a frogman's suit. History tells how the ruins of the city really were cast into the sea, hundreds of years after Ezekiel had said they would be. In 332 BC, Alexander the Great wanted to subdue an island fortress off the coast, near the ruins of the former city. He achieved his aim by building a causeway out to the island, and he used the remains of ancient Tyre for material. Every scrap of rubble from the ruins of Tyre was used by Alexander, so that the site really was, as Ezekiel put it, made like the top of a rock. Moreover, as the prophet foretold, the site of the old city was never built on again. The city of Tyre mentioned in the New Testament, and which still exists today, stands on an entirely different site. See Alan Hayward, God's Truth, Chapter 2. Third reading. In Luke 23 verses 32 and 33. Says, two other men, both criminals, were also led out with them to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. The three crosses summarized as follows. First, the thief, on the cross of rejection, a scoffer, a blasphemer, who died in sin. Second, Christ, on the cross of redemption, a sacrifice, a benefactor, who died for sin. And lastly, the thief, on the cross of reception, a seeker, a believer, who died saved from sin.